Okay,
second.
That's fine, because there may not have been any public comments
point.
That provoked it. One moment, please. Is there a second to Niall's motion?
Yeah, he seconded it.
Oh, did you? I didn't
yeah.
hear that. It's been moved and seconded that we go to direct votes without further discussion. Let's have discussion over that motion. I'm going to recognize anyone who has not spoken too much. Let's go, Jim, Israel, then Dave.
Wait a minute. I already have a stack. It's Leslie, Jane, Madeline, Israel, David.
Wait a minute. How did you get that stack on this motion?
This is a new motion.
Oh, prior stack.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay,
I
all right.
As soon as the other one passed, people said, I want to be on the staff.
Okay. All right, then, would you please add the three people that I just mentioned?
I think they're here.
Yeah, okay.
Who are they?
Okay.
Israel.
It was Israel, Jim, and Dave.
Okay.
All right, then read the first name on the staff.
Here's Leslie.
I support no discussion on the reports, the committee reports. We have done that already. I think that's taken care of. I do think we need a proposal in front of us for fee waivers before we go there, and we don't have a motion to that effect. I would like to suggest that we have a time limit on that discussion as well. I think that can be handled fairly quickly with this once we have a motion in front of us. And I think we need to have a motion on fee waivers. We need to address it. We need to vote on it, or we're abrogating our responsibility. Eva told us very clearly it has to be done today. That's a responsibility of this LSB to address that issue. I think we have to address it. That's our job.
Okay. Now, let me remind you that the motion is that we go to... your motion was that we go to votes on the committee report.
Right,
reports.
Right. Without discussion.
Okay. Without discussion.
Right.
So let's just focus on that motion, which was seconded.
Wait, excuse me. I think it was without discussion of anything after that.
Not for
the report. Okay.
That's what we...
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Okay. Next on the stack.
Is me, but I'll give it to Madeline to go first.
Except I was going to... I agree with Niall, but I think... We were discussing fee waivers, and there were so many different opinions. I think we could come up with a motion, but I don't think we should pass anything.
Okay,
we're just talking about
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as I have a floor for change.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm very cautionary about the waiver.
Yeah.
We would come up with something and then leave it for
okay, I will take my stuff.
Okay.
I suggest that we finish with these votes and discuss the fee waivers.
Okay, next on the stack.
Is Madeline again?
No.
Israel.
Israel.
So the finance, is this kind of finance?
No, the motion is that we vote on finance and all of the committee motions that we discussed earlier without further debate.
Starting with finance.
Yes.
Starting, but not including fee waivers.
Right.
I think we're in a very ticklish situation, and ticklish in other terms of funny, but in terms of more difficult. I don't feel well about us trying to do this now. Once again, I say, if it isn't urgent, I mean literally urgent, verifiable, non-contradictory today, and especially on the fee waiver thing, I don't see the desirability.
Okay, thank you.
Despite the good argument that I accept the why we're spinning our wheels and wasting our time, no one feels that stronger than I do.
Okay.
But we're not going to undo that by rushing to judgment at this moment, in my opinion, in the absence of a compelling urgency, I don't see.
Okay, the question has been called, but was there a second?
I second.
It's been moved. The question has been moved and seconded. This is just to end debate and vote on Niall's motion. Those in favor of calling the question, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Does not include
fee waivers.
It does not include fee waivers.
It does include what it is. Those opposed to calling the question. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, wait a moment. Actually, calling the question must pass by 2/3. I believe this fails. How many voted yes?
Seven.
7 voted yes and 4 voted no. Is that two-thirds of the...
No.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the motion, the call of the question failed, so we're still looking at Niall's motion. Who's next on the stack?
Jim and then David.
Okay, Jim?
Okay, I raised my hand for a point of information, but I wanted to also say something. When she says the committee reports, is she specifically referring to finance, structure, and outreach? Are those the three committees that we're going to be voting on?
Yes.
Is that what you had in mind?
Yes.
Okay, fine. All right. On the whole fee waiver thing, if we don't vote on that today, if we don't get that resolved today, to me, it's just as bad as what happened the first time around. Okay, when someone whose name I won't mention reportedly went into court and got it taken out surreptitiously. If we don't vote on that today, it's not going to get acted on this year. Okay, so that's like a way of dodging a thing for another year. Okay, and that'll be 2 years in a row that the issue has been dodged effectively. Because there's no way, even if we have this meeting on August 19th, that the management can go ahead and assemble all the letters, get them all out.
Do you want to make a motion?
And get them. No, I'm speaking to the issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I think we have to go ahead and put that on the agenda for today. Yeah. For that reason.
Thank you, David.
Yeah. The I'm opposed to the idea of voting without comment because a couple of things that were said that I think are not true and would bias the board as to A, the content of the motions, and B, the charges of the committee, and I would like the opportunity to respond to them when appropriate.
But didn't that go down?
Wait, excuse me, one moment. David still has the floor.
We had approved that there would be the opportunity to yes or no. Niall's motion is now to overrule what a much larger group of people agreed to, and I'm opposed to that.
But her motion was defeated, no, sir?
No, just the call for the question on her motion was defeated.
And I want to raise in that regard that, again, while formally 7 people can, do business according to our bylaws, the point has been raised. Race, I note that the bulk of the people of color on this board are not present. Not hearing any comments. Well, that's not true. There was a period when several more were. But the most important thing for me is if something doesn't receive 7 votes because a large number of people who would have voted for it aren't here, then what is the status of it? Does that mean that the motion is defeated? That's my problem. It doesn't matter if 7 people vote yes, but in that nether region where it might have been approved otherwise, you're still dealing with, okay, now you've turned down something that might have majority support of the board. Why? Because we're trying to do business with most of the people on the board not here, and I think that we should wait. The issue of fee waivers, I'm willing to talk about that as a separate matter, and I actually happen to think there's a way of both letting the station, because Eva said it takes a week to prepare stuff, and that's
time.
Why.
Time.
Sorry, time.
That's why I was.
Is there okay, anyone else on the stack?
Yeah, me. I need to point of clarification about that, about the fee waiver.
I didn't understand. That's out of order. This has only to do with Niall's motion, which has nothing to do with fee waivers,
okay.
Right?
Okay, report.
All right. That's right.
And
it appears as though we're ready to vote on Niall's motion, because I see no further hands up. No one else is on the stack.
No.
In the absence of anyone wishing to speak, we can bypass the question and go right to a vote. Is everyone clear on what you're voting on? Niall's motion?
We have to be clear about it.
Do you want to?
Niall's motion is to close debate on the items that are under consideration.
From the committees?
Right,
yeah.
On the committees.
Okay. All those in favor of that motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed? 1.
Oh, not bad.
Okay. Abstentions? 1.
2.
Excuse me. 2.
Lack of knowledge.
Okay.
Oh.
2. 3. So we can go now. Let's look at them in order. 1 is finance. is there clarity around what this motion is? I mean, we want to, I have to tell people, I can stay for about another 10 minutes. Someone else can chair, but I've been here since before 12, so I've been here over 6 hours now, and I have an obligation tonight. I can't sidestep. Is there anyone who needs any clarity on the finance report, or is there clarity on what that report is? I think there should be clarity because we actually ended debate on it before public comment. Yes?
I, strangely enough, being on the finance committee, still am not clear. Now that we brought up the outreach situation and the outreach not being on, and Harrison and Deeds Attorney not being on the contingency thing, is it still not on the contingency thing?
No, it is.
It is on it. Okay, never mind.
Is that the understanding of the finance committee? David made the report. Is that your understanding as well?
There's still a money budget.
Okay, pardon me?
There's still a money budget for it.
Yeah.
No money
questions. Okay, seeing no interest, in fact, we have rule that we will not have
discussion.
We can move right to the vote on the motion. Those in favor of the Finance Committee motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those opposed? 1, 2. Abstentions? 1. It passes. Next committee report. Would that be structure?
Or outreach?
Outreach.
Or outreach, rather, right. Is there clarity on outreach? The proposal as
it
was finalized.
We read it again for Jan. She was not here for this.
Do you have it? It's right there. It's right there.
Okay, let me just read it quickly. What does it mean?
Well, maybe it would be better if Terry could read it to us.
Then
everybody can hear.
Terry, do you want to do that?
Whereas the KPFK Local Station Board has instructed the newly formed committees to meet to define their duties, and whereas an increased and diverse listenership will forward the Pacifica mission as well as the viability of the station, and whereas the Outreach Committee has begun to identify initial activities to begin fulfilling its charge, therefore, be it resolved that the KPFK Outreach Committee be responsible for the following activities. 1. Identifying methods for increasing station listenership, membership, and involvement, with a special emphasis on reaching out to a diversity of all races, creeds, colors, languages, nationalities, classes, genders, sexual orientations, ages, and disabilities.
Abilities.
And 2. Help KPFK build collaborative relations with organizations, especially the underrepresented of the groups listed above, working for similar purposes. And 3, in conjunction with station management and the KPFK volunteer coordinator, identify a diverse pool of individuals and community groups to volunteer in the implementation and operation of various station events and activities. And 4, work in concert with various other KPFK committees to do outreach around the Pacifica mission. And 5, concerning outreach, report and recommend to the LSB as circumstances require. And be it further resolved that the KPFK LSB may assign additional activities and issues to which the committee shall respond and advise as requested.
All right, we can move directly to a vote. Those in favor of that motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Opposed? Abstentions? 1. That passes. Now I believe it is
structure.
Structure. Is there any needed clarity over structure?
Yeah. Are we dividing it into four parts?
That's up to the body.
Yes.
That's up to the body.
It was, wasn't it, Terry?
It was already divided.
It was divided into four parts. Would you do part one?
Terry, how come it says 5 if it's 4?
Because 5 is mooted.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay.
Because 5 is what?
We already moved. That was the LSB schedule.
All right, fine.
Resolved that committees bring policy recommendations and a general implementation plan to the LSB for approval. If approved, committees are empowered to fulfill the plan. further resolved that potential voting members may be nominated by the committee or the LSB, but must be elected by the LSB.
The agreement is no discussion or debate, so we can go right to a vote. Those in favor of that motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Abstentions? 1, 2. Just a quick question here. I may reflect real ignorance by asking this.
Why worry about that?
Why at this point?
We all have the same question.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think.
It did not pass. That's the question.
No, I know it did not pass.
Why?
But I'm the only question.
Vote.
The only question I have is, would this need to be taken because it did not was not defeated by 7 votes? There's no question that this needs to be reintroduced to the full board. Is there?
No.
David?
My understanding is that the motion did not pass.
Did not pass.
It did not receive 7 votes. That
right.
means it did not pass.
It did not pass.
Period.
Therefore, it could not be
reintroduced. That's why I objected to holding the votes.
That's right. No, I understand why we're holding the votes. I mean, I didn't mean to irritate you.
I'm irritated by the fact that we're voting.
Yeah.
Not by you guys. You never irritate me. I irritate
right.
you.
Okay.
No, I just...
Oh, I irritate everybody. But let's move on.
Yeah, that's right. The only reason I raise that is if there were board members who wanted to reconsider, because there are Robert's Rules of Order.
That could be reconsidered, but it wouldn't be in the... I don't know if it can be reconsidered.
Okay. Number 2. Go ahead. Number 2,
resolve that the LSB form a Contracts and Policies Committee that will review and recommend policies and procedures related to the workplace that are not covered by the union contract, including but not limited to temporary and volunteer staff.
Point of order.
Point of order.
We substituted that there shall be a Contracts and Policies Committee. We did the additional language in there was not part of the substitute.
Did you get that, Terry?
Okay, you're saying that...
No, we substituted.
That the amendment that passed ended...
The substitute is that there shall be a contract
and
policy
committee.
Period. Okay, there's no need for clarification. Those in favor of this motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4... Let me see, did I get that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Abstentions? It fails. Oh, one abstention. It fails. Number 3.
Resolve that a standing advisory committee shall be established to be named the Committee on the Arts. That the initial membership of the committee shall be 5 LSB members elected by STV. That the convener of the first meeting shall be the member receiving the most votes, and that the duties of this committee shall include A, to explore and make recommendations to the LSB in order to provide an outlet for the creative talents of the community.
Which is part of the mission statement.
There's no need for clarification. Those in favor of this motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those opposed? 0. Abstentions? 1.
You're so unpredictable.
That is
Since there may be members who may want to reconsider questions that when we return, I would like to ask that these be roll call votes.
Okay, which ones are you asking to be roll call?
All of them.
Going back?
No, from here.
From here on.
I'm sorry,
he's asking for roll call votes, but not retroactively, you're saying, from this point on. Would you read number 4? Oh, incidentally, is there any objection to that?
Oh, I'd like to go back and make them all roll call.
Well, no, I'm asking, is there any objection to David's proposal that they be roll call from here on in?
No.
All right, would you read number 4?
Resolve that the duties of the KPFK LSB Structure Committee shall include A, to develop and recommend processes for the functioning of the LSB and its committees, including but not limited to matters related to committee membership, meeting times, meeting locations, and other procedures. B, to recommend the establishment of committees and draft appropriate language for consideration by the LSB upon the request of any LSB member. And C, to perform other such related tasks as the LSB may assign and to report and recommend to the LSB as circumstances require.
Is this divided at all?
No. No, this is one of four, but this is set on its own merit.
The second line? Can we divide it? I make a motion to divide it.
Okay, make a concrete motion. Do you have the wording? You have to make a concrete motion.
I make a motion to divide number four into sections, so there would be the first part, and then B would be a second part, C would be a third part, so that we could vote on these.
Is there
a problem with dividing
and dividing first?
I have no idea.
You know, I'm just going to facilitate this. I'm going to ask, is there a possibility of unanimous consent? Is there any objection to dividing A, B, and C? If there's no objection, there is.
My problem is, what are we going to bring back to the board if we've divided all this among ourselves?
We are the board,
the reason I'm suggesting is because I think that some people may, for instance, approve number C but not B. So at least the structure committee could have some tasks allocated to it between now and, you know.
We're running out of time, so is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? I think it's pretty clear.
Right.
The motion is to separate this into A, B, and C. It's been moved and seconded. If there's no discussion, we'll bypass the question and go to a vote. How many are in favor of separating this into A, B, and C? Raise your hands. Okay. Okay. One, two. Okay. Those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six. Seven. Okay. Abstention. You have the franchise. It fails. So let's go to the whole item. Let's go to a roll call. Yes. Now,
I've got the names all written down.
Oh, good. That would help you. Would that help?
I have them.
You have them. Okay. The second.
Unless someone else has left. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
That's Grace Aaron, yes. Dave Adelson.
I'm sorry, abstain, I'm lost. What are we writing?
We're structure committee.
Oh, what is it, number four? Yes.
Dave Adelson, yes. Maria is gone?
Yes.
Okay, left. Jim DiEugenio.
No.
Jim, no. Niall Elwardani.
No.
Niall, no. Israel Foyer.
Abstain.
Israel, abstain. Terry Goodman, yes. Jane Halloran.
No.
Jane Halloran, no. Leslie Radford.
No.
Leslie, no.
Why'd you skip Jim?
Who did I skip?
Jan Goodman.
In alphabetical order.
Because I didn't mark her because she was late. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan Goodman, no. Madeline Schwab.
Yes.
Madeline Schwab, yes. Harrison Weil.
No.
Harrison Weil, no. One, two, three. That's four yes. Four, five, no. And...
Leslie, did he call your name?
One abstention.
The motion fails. Okay, that takes care of the committee report. Now, I think the body itself should choose a chair. As I say, I've been here now 6.5 hours and I have an obligation.
Is there any way we can bribe this?
Is there someone who would be willing? I'm going to nominate Grace Aarons to chair the section on fee waivers. If I don't get to this appointment, Mike.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wait, so, you may not have
yeah. What is someone have against you?
You said Madeline.
No, Madeline.
No, I'm actually chair of my meeting today. I'm fine.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think you only have to say it at the LSB, the KPSK.
Would that be a good idea to have fee waivers, and we'd like to look up the details with you. I think that's okay. Let's have a point of order. First of all, before we even consider the costing a motion, argue about, let's have a five-minute discussion. Is that okay? Yes. Did you read the motion that grants us to release the right to bring forward a new resolution that carries the term for? Oh, good point. That was added.
That was added
by everybody. Like to vote that?
Yeah, that's another structure committee item that I missed.
Okay. You mean five? The difference in wording.
And
no, that's not part of it. It was my amendment to pass.
And
the amendment is, was that any committee may bring forth resolutions on any item it considers within its purview.
Resolved that resolved that LSB committees are authorized to bring forward resolutions on issues that they consider fall within their scope.
All the questions.
Okay. Good.
And
we're
going to
do a roll call vote. Are you ready for that?
Yes. And this is structure. Dave Adelson. No. Oh, because you're not voting.
Right.
Dave Adelson.
Please come back to me.
Okay. Jim DiEugenio.
I'll abstain on that.
Jim abstain. Niall El Wardani.
Abstain.
Niall abstain. Israel Foyer.
Abstain.
Israel abstain. The abstains win. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan votes no. Terry Goodman. Terry votes yes. Jane Halloran.
No.
Jane Halloran votes no. Leslie Radford.
No.
Leslie votes no. Madeline Schwab. Madeline abstains. Harrison Weil.
No.
Harrison votes no.
Abstention.
David Adelson.
No.
David votes no. There was only one yes to that particular motion.
We have to vote on the prevailing side to look to reconsider.
It
we will reconsider this and pass on reconsideration.
Okay. All right. Now, that's my phone.
And by the way, that cuts the other way. You can vote yes if you want no if it's going to pass 7 and you can. So we'll just reconsider everything.
Okay. Now, raise your hand. I'm
just
going to take a straw poll. Raise your hand if you're willing to have 5 or 10 minute discussion on fee waivers.
Five?
Okay.
Where?
So, all right. Jim, discussion about fee waivers.
Well, we won't do it. We won't be over.
Madam Chair, I move we dissolve into committee of the whole to discuss fee waivers in under informal consideration.
I second that.
Okay. All right. All in favor of that?
That includes the public.
I'll keep this
set. It's a committee.
Wait a minute. That's only two people. Oh. Wait a second. We have
we can't vote.
Four.
All right. Is there any discussion about this?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
There's discussion. At this point, it is clear we're not going to pass a motion. Whatever discussion we're going to make, whatever points anybody's going to make right now, they're going to make again when there's a larger group of us to make them. And I just think that this, that we have just dissolved into a nothingness at this point, and we should just and we should adjourn the meeting.
Okay, Dave, and then Madeline.
Yeah, and then Niall. I don't agree with that at all. I think we've just done this. I think we've, the whole point was to get to the three waivers because that's imperative to take care of today.
Our GM told us that. It's a matter of time. We're pressed. Madeline?
Can Dave first
I didn't see Dave's hand. Dave, will you raise your hand up?
Dave.
Sorry.
Yeah, according to Eva, one of the issues of the time urgency is it takes them a week to prepare our mailing. So I don't see why we couldn't just ask them to prepare the mailing and then consider the question of the fee waiver at the time.
It has to be done the other way according to the election supervisor. You have to first make some proposal to the election.
I was suggesting that we ask the station to please prepare, do the work to prepare for such a mailing so that when we approve it, that mailing, when it gets approved, and goes through the process. According to what Harrison presented us with information that it was only less than 20 people. Eva contradicts that. She says thousands. And she doesn't have an exact number. I don't understand this issue. I don't know what's going on. I want to know what's going on before I vote, but I fully understand the need to do something in time. So I would suggest that our motion be of the form that we request the station prepare to do it
okay.
in the event it's proposed.
All right. I'd like to
and the time deadline is something like September 20th. So the by which this has
okay.
to be
I'd
done.
Like to give
I don't know the exact details, but
a little bit of information
August
about what
first.
You just said.
David.
Okay, just a second. A little bit of information for you to digest about what Eva said. You'll see Eugenio and myself talk with Eva about this. The way she got the number of thousands is this. A letter would go out to people who sent in money in the past, KPFK, that was under the membership amount. Okay, and that those are in the thousands. So you go through the mailing list, find out who sent in $5, $10. These are supporters of KPFK, but they didn't come up to the membership level.
Which is 25.
Right. Which is 25.
Right.
Which doesn't matter. If you're not going to vote, there's no reason to not give less or more or whatever. Okay, so that's where she's getting her number of thousands. And Julie Rodriguez and I, who are on the PNB Election Review Committee, came up with a proposal for the PNB Election Review Committee regarding and that was to send out a mailing to people who had donated a lesser amount or had shown support for the station, but they would have to have done so twice in the past in two separate years, which would keep those fee waivers from being able to be stacked by, it would make it very difficult for it to be stacked by McDonald's or
in a single
you know, some wacko group in a single instance. So that's a little bit of the history of it. Now, I think Madeline was next on the stack.
Yes.
Okay. I'm being close to the station and knowing how stretched people are already, I hesitate to make a demand that we may or may not act upon to the subscription department. I think that the most fruitful thing we can do is among us reach some consensus that we could report to Eva so she knows how we're progressing. But they took Carrie away for a development conference this weekend, and he has his rock work that he still has to do. So I'm really concerned about what we lay upon the station without it having been passed. So, but I do think it would be helpful to have a conversation and let Eva know what we've got to. And then she can decide maybe what she wants to do based upon that. But the station is understaffed. And it really is, especially in this area.
What are you actually saying?
I'm saying that we should tell them to prepare a mailing. I'm against that because that's going to make work that they don't have time to do.
Okay.
And I'd rather that they just knew where we stood.
Actually, you've had a chance at the time.
Perhaps
later I can speak to the how many, what I was referring to and when I said 20. What's clear is that if we do not act now, there will not be any mailing following the suggestion that Eva made. I think it's important that we reach out to the people who have already proven that they are committed to Pacifica and indicated that they do not have sufficient funds to meet the minimum requirements. I think there is zero probability that that group of people will constitute a block that is from the Crystal Cathedral or somewhere else. So what I think we're looking at is whether or not we're going to reach out for people or not for this election, or whether we're going to have any fee waiver process at all, again, in this election. So I clearly think that we can craft a something that can go to the election supervisor so this can be, in fact, be underway so that a few people can reply in time, which is not, most of these people will not reply within a couple of days, which is what's going to happen, because it's going to take time to produce this mailing. It's going to take time to get it approved at national. By the time it goes out, it will probably only be 2 weeks, and that means mail in two directions. So people will probably have a window of a couple of days to respond. So I think this is, we are only, probably out of those thousands, only 100 or so will in fact qualify.
Okay.
I agree with you, Kristen. That's exactly what I was going to say, and that's why I feel like we need to vote on this now. And we all need to be very aware of what it means to people who cannot spend $25 to become members. And what Grace was talking about, there can be other ways that they can, even if they don't have time or they live very far away and they can't come to the station, there might be other ways for them to do volunteer work from home. Or and that could also, you know, we could have a fee waiver, and at the same time it put in the letter saying, you know, we understand that that you can't give $25, or that you can't, that you live too far away to come into the station, and there are other ways that you can help, and just give people the opportunity to still participate with KPFK in one way or another. But give them also the opportunity to have a fee waiver.
Leslie,
I think I have to. I support Niall's idea, which is not far from Eden's idea, which is not far from Grace's idea. My own choices and only modification to that would be that they cannot contribute 3 hours before August 31st.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be clear.
That's why we need to see
that as the deadline. And that if they can't get in by the time they get the mailing on August 31st, it gives you 3 hours, they do in fact qualify for membership.
Right.
Okay. Terry is next.
Terry?
No, I got a message from Roger Manning, the Secretary of the National Board yesterday. Urgent, Mark Urgent, sent out to all the LSC secretaries asking for a reply indicating what the status of our fee waiver policy is. And I'd like to give him a nice response. I don't think it's that difficult, and I think we should move ahead on it.
Okay. Israel?
If we want to propose it, just to reiterate, because I could see from what Niall said that it wasn't completely understood. Bill DiEugenio and myself. Met with Eva. And Eva's plan was to send out a mailing to all people on the KPFK member list who had expressed an interest in KPFK were donated any sum under the membership level. Okay, that was Eva's idea. Okay. Julia Rodriguez, Bill Gallegos, and myself had a separate meeting without Eva there. I was concerned about people being able to attack in an election. We came up with a compromise that the only people who would be sent letters would be people who had contributed twice in two separate years, two separate calendars.
Starting
years.
When in the year?
Well, that's all details.
From August 31
of this year's back. The letter gets sent to. Okay. The letter would only be sent to people who fit that criteria. All that we decided.
Israel.
I think we need to have some as far as that where we can have them.
And maybe some of you are, but I'm not clear on what these deadlines and statements, what they really represent. And I think I'd like to know more. For example, the question of how many people there are in this category you're talking about, that he was talking about. What alternatives there are? What should be the pool? Why shouldn't there be an announcement on the air saying, inviting people who can't afford, et cetera, to apply? In short, the whole matter of the pool, how this thing is handled, needs to be discussed. Not in a moment or two, not in 5 minutes, before we come to any decision. And that decision should be with a full body of the board, not just by a handful here. So I'm against strongly our making a vote here today. And I hear the urgencies, but I want to have more factual basis, which could be obtained, if not today, then certainly tomorrow, about what is the deadline, how do you know it is, why is it, can it be postponed?
Yeah,
short,
okay.
We need to know those things, and they're knowable easily.
Long time to make a motion. No, I have one
personally, I'm in favor of fee waivers. I'm just concerned about how it lands at the station. It takes a lot to look through the database and pull out the people you're suggesting. And then, if we offer them volunteer opportunities, who's going to find them at the station? It's fine when the premiums come in, but they still have to be ordered. You see how backed up they are in the subscriptions department where all of this comes through? So I'm really concerned. I think fee waivers are important, but I'm concerned how this is going to land at the station. And I think we're going to ask more. I think it's appropriate to talk to Eva, but sometimes Eva doesn't know what she's asking of other people. So that's my concern. I'm in favor of fee waivers, but how we're going about this, and if it's something we can legitimately, you know, implement, is a real concern. Because I'm there a lot, and I see how work gets done and what's on the list. So
what's your suggestion?
I think we're in a bind. I think we have too little time to do this, but somehow we could maybe do... And when Harrison was saying maybe only 100 people, do you see how much money and time we would be spending at the station to get 100 fee waivers? I mean, it's important, but how we do this, that's my real concern. I'm basically in favor of it,
correct.
But we're not seeing, when you say volunteer opportunities, when these people call, who are they going to talk to?
Right.
And what are they going to be given to do?
Is there something you want to say that's relevant?
Well, wait a minute. Is she on the stack or
no?
I have to clarify
what you're supposed to do today. All you can do really today, the best thing you can say is that the KPFK-LC is a proposal that we will work on a way to provide fee waivers so that people who have contributed less then the $25 that we have set or is set by the National Board can have a chance to write to the station and say, only that, I contributed that amount of money and I cannot volunteer. And that has to come in by August 31st. So you're not asking a huge amount if you publicize it, but you're not even asked to do the details yet. All you're doing is sending to the Pacifica National Election Board person who is very open and amenable to this, that you as the LSB have made a proposal that you will deal with fee waivers in a timely fashion for this election.
Okay.
Something like that.
Jan.
Okay, I think that the concept of a fee waiver this year only for people who have contributed twice in the past or have volunteered and contributed, like maybe volunteered 1 year, contributed one, if there's a way to do that. No, forget that. Okay, contributed twice in 2 different years in the past. If we're going to do a recommendation with regard to fee waivers right now, that... Well, no. I mean, I've had what's-his-face, Terry, pull out all kinds of stuff.
At what cost?
No, it wasn't.
If the data is in the computer, it should take no more than 5 minutes.
It's really hard to get the list. And I even...
Memphis can get that.
He can get it out pretty easily. Because I have lots of stuff in the last...
Why 2 years?
Two separate years.
Why not in the past year?
No, in two separate years, within the last 10 years. In other words, that at is that any point that our database goes back in two separate years, that that they've donated money of any sort, that that way we really insulate ourselves from, you know, a stacking procedure, and we include all the people who have shown an interest, and that we make it clear that this is for this year only, and that in the future, and we tell these people, in the future you can donate time or you can donate this money, that we not advertise it in the, you know, on the air and so forth. And speaking of the Crystal Cathedral, I mean, I have been involved in a lawsuit. Yes, with the Crystal Cathedral taking over the Hollywood Bowl Easter Sunrise service, and then, you know, raising money for themselves. I mean, it's horrible, and it's, and litigation goes on about this still, because two whole boards were elected. I mean, it was just a mess. So the point is that this is a real threat. It's not just like some imaginary threat. And
the same has happened, by the way, with a number of neighborhood councils, where business interests have stacked the neighborhood council.
Yes.
So it is a legitimate concern.
So you can put that in your proposal.
But it's not a concern for this year because we already have the donor base.
It is a concern.
Well, I'm saying if we have the donor base, 2,000 Portuguese fishermen donate $3 each, right before the deadline. It is a concern. No, so we say in the past.
Existing people who donated.
Right.
Not talking about, she wants to be clear.
That are already in the database.
People are already in the database. We're not adding people.
And that we make it clear with our resolution that this is what we're doing for this year only, and it's not going to have a precedent for next year.
I have a motion in front of me. Perhaps we can work around it.
Clarification on what you just said. Okay. The last thing you just said, what are you proposing? Are you proposing that the issue has to be completely revisited again then next year?
Yeah, absolutely. But we started early so that we're not in this position.
Then I would say that if you're going to make that.
Are you in the stack? Are we out of order?
No, I want a point of clarification on what you just said. That I think, you're going to make the proposal, aren't you? Would you just say?
Well, maybe she has it.
Oh, okay. All right, fine.
There is a motion
I have a motion. It's a is any motion open to amendment? It is slightly different than what you proposed, but I think it incorporates a lot of what you said. That is that we move that station management broadcast on air and send letters informing the sponsors who have contributed less than the minimum for membership since the spring 2003 fund drive, in order to make it a little easier on staff, have the option for membership for this year if they attest they cannot contribute 3 hours of volunteer time before August 31st.
Or less than the 25.
Oh, can I respond to that?
I haven't done that.
Leslie, can you read it again?
Okay, can I respond to that? Totally not what she said.
Okay, no. That's not what Eva's intention was. Eva's intention was to go back 10 years, whatever it is.
And it's easy to do it on the database. It's very easy.
We're going to get the shove people in if we go back that.
You know what? There's the shove people, there's the pre-shove people. I just totally, no, because then you're excluding people who have been
out of order.
If you do it the last 2 years, you're excluding people who turned off the radio with Shove.
But these are people.
But that were here before. And I just disagree with that.
All right, guys, you got to be on the stack.
Sorry.
Leslie, are you proposing a motion?
I am proposing a motion.
I'm raising my hand.
I'm not sure. By saying that people who have not contributed anything in the past year are going to get preference over people who've never contributed. That makes no sense to me at all. Somebody who contributed 10 years ago, 15 years ago, suddenly gets to be a member. Someone who didn't contribute this year doesn't.
This year and one other year. That would solve the problem.
Terry?
I have a substitute motion.
Okay, I'm
getting yours for the record.
Okay.
If that's in order? Or
yes. Yeah. All right.
We're still in discussion. We haven't returned to Robert's rules process.
No. I don't have a second for my motion. So.
Second.
We're not in a Robert's rules process, are we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. We are? We're back.
Once someone proposes a motion, we'll start on the process of dealing with a motion. Go ahead.
Resolve
that regular KPFK listeners who are unable to afford the $25 membership fee and unable to volunteer at least 3 hours of labor should have these requirements waived, and that to implement this policy, those individuals who have donated at least $10 to KPFK in any 2 years but are not current members shall be sent invitations by postal mail by which they may apply for a waiver of monetary and labor membership requirements.
Why 2 years? I keep asking that. I only have to contribute 1 year to get to vote.
Right. I like 2 years because it means regular, that they've been around a while. They're not.
But if I have $25, I can
I didn't specify, there's no specific year.
There's no years at all. That's a voter call.
Oh, I think it ought to have this year because I don't want this to be an on. It should have a sunset.
Okay.
Leslie, yours is 2004.
Has contributed since spring fund drive of 2003.
So let's just turn down the call of the question
over
the past and adjust
year.
It.
All right. Okay. Terry, can you read your motion again since there's some confusion about it?
Resolve that regular KPFK listeners who are unable to afford the $25 membership fee and unable to volunteer at least 3 hours of labor should have these requirements waived, and that to implement this policy, those individuals who have donated at least $10 to KPFK in any two years, but are not current members, shall be sent invitations by postal mail by which they may apply for a waiver of monetary and labor membership requirements.
Okay.
Point of
the question's already been called.
Point of information.
You can call point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Terry, you deliberately have no baseline in your motion?
It could be 2 years since the whole
station. So you go back and finish as long as they have the record.
Whatever the record say.
Okay.
Okay.
Call the question.
We call the question. It's been seconded. All in favor of ending debate on Terry's substitute motion, raise your hand.
Is the vote to end debate?
End debate. The question has been called to end debate. All in favor of ending debate, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. All right.
Four.
Okay. All opposed to ending debate, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Abstention.
Me too.
Abstention. Okay. All right. The motion failed. Going back.
Wasn't it a tie?
No, well, so now that we're not calling, the question, so we go back to discussion.
No.
So now we go back to discussion. So now we go back to discussion of his, and a motion to amend would be in order, right?
My point was real simple. Crystal Cathedral could come in with.
At least KPFK is richer by it.
And they get to spend it. Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad to hear it because they everyone spends their own money.
This happens very often.
On the other hand, we're telling people that they have to have contributed twice in some unknown period of time, which is going to be a record-keeping nightmare.
It's not a record-keeping
change. It's not
anybody can do it once.
I see no reason why we can't limit it to people who contributed in the past year. For this year only, reopen the discussion next year. And let's just do it. Let's just do it as simply and cleanly as possible.
Okay, who's next?
Madeline.
You're here.
Okay, so one reason I'm concerned about how far we go in this conversation is it started with just us. You know, it wasn't like the other committee reports that came out of more people present. But I do think it's good if we establish some things that we agree upon that we can tell Eva about, bring to the next meeting. I don't know. And I'm concerned about what's doable and what's not with the station. Like Roger said, it's okay to pull out 2 years, like you're in Anvil Gallegos. That's not hard to pull out of the computer. I think that's a safer way to go.
But to go back 10 years, we're aggravated.
So however, Terry's was open-ended.
Terry was infinity.
It
goes back to about 1984.
I mean, I work with that database because I enter pledges. I know about it.
I would suggest from Susan's experience simply to make an arbitrary, you know, boundary of no more than 5 years.
But
and I would guess that that will be tough as hell for Terry to come up with in any case.
But I don't want us to do something that we'll regret. I want us to make waivers possible, get to some point.
Maybe make it as a suggestion
and
see what the response
will,
is both from Eva and Terry.
Right, and not something that we'll regret and that the rest of the board will object to. You know, it's, I think we have to be really careful. So those are my concerns.
Okay,
what's next?
Thanks.
Jan, then David.
The database basically goes back to about 1984. That's manipulable. That's pretty easily. Pardon?
There are several times.
I can't hear.
I think that making it just the last year cuts out a lot of people who are strong listeners who listen for a very long period, and it really narrows it if you're going to try to implement fee waivers. I am totally opposed to doing it on the air, and then you create a lot of confusion. We have a database. We should use our database and invite people specifically so that we don't create a lot more confusion. Because then you're inviting the principal people.
And
I think we can say go back 10 years very easily.
Have you been in there?
I do. I mean, with the lawsuit, I had the...
And you know, people that don't get letters...
I really don't want to be on the...
Okay,
I would even be willing to say one donation. I mean, I would be more in favor of saving one donation over 10 years, you know, during the last 10 years, than putting it on the air and, you know... just inviting an avalanche of questions.
But you're sending out all the people who donated memberships, not
okay,
here to go.
Okay, David.
What do you mean?
James next. David.
Yeah, I mean, that's points well taken.
Why is it
if you gave less than $25, you have 10 years worth of eligibility, but if you gave more, you were cut off from
what?
Good.
Year. Okay.
That doesn't make any sense at all. And I think that I don't like the opening statement of the thing, which basically throws it completely open. I don't mind the part that says, okay, we have 2 years, but I mind saying, yeah, if you don't give anything and you didn't volunteer, it's still okay. You're still eligible, and to deal with that this year, we do this other thing. I don't agree with that statement. I think it's a lot more complicated. So, and I would like to amend it to say that they have given some amount of money, at least either $5 or $10, I don't know, let's say at least $5 in the last year, and in addition have given in one other year over the last 10.
Harrison.
And can you add in 2004 that it's for this year?
Harrison.
2004.
No, wait a second. Harrison. Which are you amending Leslie's?
No, I'm amending Terry's.
No, Terry's motion failed.
No, it didn't. What failed was calling the question.
No, calling the question.
I want to say that they've donated at least $5 in the past year and at least one other year over the last 10, and strike the opening clause.
And could you add for 2004 only?
Yes.
Would you add for 2004 only?
Would it be recognized?
No.
This is the last.
Okay.
Next year.
Harrison.
Good.